Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday we talked about third-party reports. We covered appraisals, property condition assessments, environmental assessments, and other reports you need during due diligence. Today, we're talking about the go-no-go decision. At CREI Partners, the go-no-go decision is the most critical moment in the acquisition process. It's where you evaluate all your due diligence findings and decide whether to proceed with the acquisition or walk away. This decision determines whether you make a profitable investment or buy a problem property. The go-no-go decision happens at the end of your due diligence period, typically 30 to 60 days after going under contract. At this point, you've completed financial due diligence, physical due diligence, environmental due diligence, legal due diligence, and reviewed all third-party reports. Now you need to make a decision. Do you proceed to closing? Do you renegotiate the terms? Or do you walk away? This decision should be based on data, not emotion. It should be disciplined, structured, and aligned with your investment criteria. Let me walk you through how to make the go-no-go decision. Step 1. Consolidate all due diligence findings. The first step is to consolidate all your due diligence findings into a comprehensive summary. Create a master due diligence summary document that includes financial findings, physical findings, environmental findings, legal findings, and third-party report findings. Organize the findings by category and severity. Identify which findings are material and which are minor. Quantify the financial impact of each finding. This summary becomes the foundation for your go-no-go decision. Step 2. Re-underwrite the deal. The second step is to re-underwrite the deal based on your actual due diligence findings. Your original underwriting was based on the seller's information and your initial assumptions. Now you have verified data. Update your underwriting model with actual income, actual expenses, verified occupancy, identified capital expenditures, and adjusted market assumptions. Recalculate your projected returns, including cash-on-cash return, internal rate of return, equity multiple, and net present value. Compare your updated returns to your original projections. If the returns are significantly lower, you need to renegotiate or walk away. Step 3. Evaluate against your investment criteria. The third step is to evaluate the deal against your investment criteria. Every investor should have clear investment criteria that define what deals you will and won't pursue. Your investment criteria might include minimum cash-on-cash return, minimum IRR, maximum leverage, maximum capital expenditure as a percentage of purchase price, acceptable markets and submarkets, acceptable property types and classes, and acceptable risk levels. If the deal no longer meets your investment criteria after due diligence, you should walk away. Step 4. Assess the risks. The fourth step is to assess the risks identified during due diligence. Not all risks are equal. Some risks are manageable. Some risks are deal breakers. Categorize risks as low, medium, or high. Determine which risks can be mitigated and which cannot. Quantify the potential financial impact of each risk. And assess your risk tolerance. If the risks are too high or cannot be adequately mitigated, walk away. Step 5. Determine your path forward. Based on your analysis, you have 3 options. Proceed to closing if the deal still meets your criteria and the risks are acceptable. Renegotiate if the deal no longer meets your criteria but could work with adjusted terms. Or walk away if the deal doesn't meet your criteria and can't be fixed through renegotiation. When to proceed to closing? You should proceed to closing when the deal still meets your minimum return requirements after adjusting for due diligence findings. The risks identified are acceptable and can be managed. There are no material misrepresentations or undisclosed issues. The property's condition aligns with your expectations, and you have confidence in your business plan and ability to execute. When to renegotiate? You should renegotiate when due diligence uncovers material issues that weren't disclosed or weren't apparent during initial underwriting. The issues can be quantified and have a clear financial impact. The deal could still work with adjusted terms, and the seller is motivated and reasonable. We'll cover renegotiation strategies in detail tomorrow. When to walk away? You should walk away when the deal no longer meets your minimum return requirements and can't be fixed through renegotiation. The risks are too high or cannot be adequately mitigated. There are material misrepresentations or fraud. There are legal issues that can't be resolved. The property has serious structural or environmental problems that are too expensive to fix. Or your gut tells you something is wrong. Discipline in walking away is one of the most important skills in real estate investing. Common mistakes in the go-no-go decision. Here are common mistakes to avoid. Falling in love with the deal and ignoring red flags. Proceeding because you've already invested time and money. This is the sunk cost fallacy. Ignoring your investment criteria. Underestimating risks or capital expenditure needs. Overestimating your ability to execute the business plan. Not getting input from your team. And making emotional decisions instead of data-driven decisions. How to make better go, no-go decisions. Here are best practices. Use a structured decision-making framework. Involve your entire team in the decision. Review all due diligence findings thoroughly. Re-underwrite based on verified data. Evaluate against your investment criteria objectively. Assess risks honestly. Consider multiple scenarios including base case, best case, and worst case. Get outside perspectives from advisors or mentors. And be willing to walk away. The go-no-go decision is the most critical moment in the acquisition process. It's where you decide whether to proceed with the acquisition or walk away. At CREI Partners, this decision is based on data, not emotion. It's disciplined, structured, and aligned with our investment criteria. Consolidate all your due diligence findings. Re-underwrite the deal based on verified data. Evaluate against your investment criteria. Assess the risks and determine your path forward. Proceed if the deal still meets your criteria and the risks are acceptable. Renegotiate if the deal could work with adjusted terms. Walk away if the deal doesn't meet your criteria and can't be fixed. Discipline in walking away is one of the most important skills in real estate investing. Don't fall in love with deals. Don't let sunk costs drive your decision. And don't ignore red flags. Make data-driven decisions. Be disciplined. And remember that walking away from a bad deal is just as important as closing a good one. Tomorrow, we're talking about renegotiation strategies. We'll cover how to use your due diligence findings to negotiate better terms and structure solutions that align the deal with the actual risk and condition of the asset. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.